When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the build-up show. Liverpool back in Premier League action Sunday, 4:30 p.m. kickoff. Fulham at Craven Cottage, or what's left of it. I am Paul Machin. I'm joined in the studio by Chris Pajak, and from home we've got John Machin and Leanne Prescott as well for this one. We're going to be talking through a whole host of things, like of course Liverpool back on the title charge, who is fit and available and who we're likely to play in this game, and some thoughts on Fulham as well. But first, the show is brought to you with a brand new partner of ours. It is eToro. I want to say a massive thanks to them for sponsoring Red Men TV. As you may know by now, eToro, a global investment platform, who sponsor a number of Premier League clubs. eToro recently did a survey with football fans, which found out that just over 80% of Liverpool fans aren't enjoying matches as much due to lockdown, with 73% of fans missing key moments due to distractions while watching the game. If you ever wanted to start investing, you don't seem to just have the time available to you, then eToro's Copy Trader is available. You can now copy top performing investors. This means that when they invest, you can make the same investment automatically at no additional cost, meaning you can invest while getting on with your everyday life. If you're looking to begin investing, be sure to use eToro. Use the link in the description to learn more. Yes, do go and click that link in the description underneath there, and you get involved with eToro, and let us know if you've done it already, how you're getting on with it, in the comments section underneath as well. Chris Pajak, Champions League boxed, sorted, gone away till February. There's just the small matter now of getting back to winning the league title.
Yeah. Focus is back on the Premier League, and the focus hasn't really gone away from the Premier League, I don't think, all season. You know, it's going to be an interesting game coming up against Fulham at the weekend. I think, you know, question marks over who's going to play, as there always seems to be at the moment. You know, the likes of Robertson and Wijnaldum got some well-deserved rest, but Robertson probably didn't get as much rest as he wanted. So you've got a concern now over, just out of interest, who's the next backup left back if Kostas is out? And, you know, Robertson probably teetering into the red a little bit with the amount of minutes that he's played. James Milner obviously not available at the moment to give him any breathing room or anything like that. So I wonder whether Klopp, kind of in the same way that, you know, Trent didn't go too far forwards in the game in the Champions League, I wonder whether Robbo's just going to sit a little bit deeper and make sure he doesn't overextend himself into this game.
That is a very interesting point, isn't it? And Dad, I can't help but think, and I'm sure Jürgen will be keen to stress that he's not thinking beyond Fulham, but there will undoubtedly be at least an eye on the Tottenham game. It's so soon after, and in terms of pivotal fixtures in the league so far, that's the biggest one.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to say we only concentrate on the next game, but the medics are obviously looking at the, as Chris was saying, who's fit and who isn't, and who, you know, where they stand in their levels and all the rest of it. So you've got to have an eye on what's coming up. As for Robbo, I don't think anyone could stop him from charging forward. I just don't think he knows any other way, really.
Yeah.
So I expect him to be charging as usual.
You could chain him to the left back corner flag and he'd still be tearing away up there. Leanne, it's interesting because I think that Dad makes a good point there about the medical people or whatever, and I wonder whether this is an example of a game where I think quite often, because Klopp always does this with his press conferences, he does the press conference, then he goes out and he gets told by the medical people like where they're at after another training session. I think this is one where Linders, Kravitz, Klopp, etc., have got their plan for Spurs, and they take it to the medical team and go, this is what we want this to look like. How do we make this? We've got Fulham between that. What do we need to do to be able to still get past Fulham, but also have us close to our perfect team for Tottenham?
Yeah, I think you've got to strike the balance between rotating, but also giving the likes of Trent, who have just come back from injury, Naby Keita, some minutes as well to keep them fresh. Spurs is such a big game that obviously Trent being back would be massive. So managing his minutes, managing Keita's minutes, while also, you know, the likes of Gini Wijnaldum, they've played so much football. We're talking about Robertson there. I think Gini's played the most minutes in the team this season, almost like a third of the minutes he played all of last season, including international football. So he's very much one that, okay, he got a bit of a rest, but could he be given another rest? We've got a good few midfielders coming back. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain as well. Timely return for him. Hopefully get to see him a bit. But I think, you know, Liverpool, this is a team with so much quality. We spoke about, you know, the way they've responded to all the injury setbacks, the way members of the team have come in and kept, you know, the momentum going. I think this is another game where Klopp is very much aware he's got maybe members of the team he didn't realise he could rely on, fall back on as well. And this is a game that, yeah, I completely agree. He'll have one eye on Tottenham. Whether he'll say so or not, I'm not sure. And, you know, the likes of Mourinho will always give the mind games a go. But Liverpool, no matter what team they put out, should be beating Fulham at the weekend.
Yeah, it's encouraging that it is Fulham, really, and not to, you know, we need to be wary of this, because it's often the teams that come out of nowhere that are the ones that do cause you problems. And, you know, they beat Leicester only a week or so ago as well, Chris. But I don't disagree with what Leon's saying.
No, not at all. And, you know, I think there's an opportunity here to just move the conversation on slightly, to potentially give a little boost to Nico Williams here. And while Trent's there and while he's fit and you know, nearly getting back to match fitness, I just wonder whether this is a game where Nico gets a good 60, 70 minutes and maybe you bring Trent in. And what will that do for his confidence to know that he's trusted even when Trent could technically play games of football? Because I think the last couple of weeks he's really stepped up his game, showed that he can fight through the adversity of earlier on in the season and produce on the pitch. So, yeah, I think there's a really, really good chance of that. I think we're obviously going to see changes up front. I think Mo playing, was it 102 minutes in the end? Because I think we had like 3 minutes on the end of the first half, which no one adds on for some reason. Everyone just adds the extra time on the 9 minutes at the end of the game. But actually, there was like 48 in the first half and stuff. So you're going to see changes. But whatever side Klopp puts out there, I think we're going to see Curtis. We're going to see Jordan Henderson. We're going to see Gini Wijnaldum in the middle. And therefore, we're going to put a Liverpool performance in at the weekend.
It's an interesting point, because actually Liam has mentioned the minutes played. Since that game in midweek, Robertson still is our top most minutes of the season, just over 1,500 minutes, because obviously he's forced to come on. Gini, now having had a game off, slips down to third, because Salah's now played 100 more minutes than him, which is the 100 minutes that he played in that game of football that Gini didn't, which is absolutely insane when you think about it. But the good thing about it, just look at Gini Wijnaldum, Dad, is that having a full game off for him will feel massive. And we saw this just last week when we had just that extra day or so to prepare between games. The team just seemed so much more sharp, so much more on it. Someone like Gini Wijnaldum, that was a perfect time to give him that bit of rest, because we don't quite have the support there for him. He has put a lot of time in, but yeah, if we've been impressed with his performances even when he's been playing back-to-back games, so he should be absolutely bang up for this one.
Yeah, he probably got to take his football boots off for the first time in months. Put his feet in some Radox in a bowl. No, I mean, he's just an automaton, isn't he? He would just go on and on and on. So he was probably annoyed that he didn't play. That's the kind of guy he is, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, he'll be raring to go, doing his stuff. I mean, he's irreplaceable, really, isn't he?
Yeah.
The effort he puts in, and, you know, the quality of his work. But yeah, he won't be that happy that he had a rest.
Not at all. I mean, you think of it, after the Wolves game, he did the pitchside interviews and stuff, didn't he? And if anyone saw them, he was there going, this is great. Like, you know, I'm tired and it's hard and all that, but I'm enjoying myself, and this is what we play football to do, is to play football. And if you ask a footballer if he'd rather train than play a game of footy? Well, the answer is quite clearly you'd rather train. So they're probably quite happy with the rest and recuperation, although they understand that for their body, they need that training to get themselves up so that they can get through those games and stuff. So after a while, that starts to wane. But Genie's playing with a smile on his face at the moment. He knows how integral he is, and he feels integral to this side again because he's the one, he's the midfielder, he's the player that's been there every single week. So there'll be a confidence that comes with that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, you know, this is a Genie Wijnaldum who will have been looking at, like, Barcelona being interested in Genie Wijnaldum would have felt massive to him because he's starting to feel his time at Liverpool coming to an end. You know, he's starting to find himself, you know, players being more and more, but we keep buying lads to play in his position, you know, and we were buying a world-class lad in the same age bracket as him to kind of do it. And there was a point where you go, oh, am I wanted? Is this the right club for me? Is it time for me to move on? Genie Wijnaldum, and I'm convinced he'd be happy to stay at Liverpool because he's fine. You know, he's settled, he's winning stuff, and he played in a boss team with boss footy with the great camaraderie that he has in the squad around him. And now you're right, he's the main man. He's absolutely pivotal to this side, to keeping this side going, to keeping our hopes and dreams alive at the minute. So yeah, God, there's no way. Again, much like what the Andy Robertson thing, that his robustness is a bit of a thing that we used to damn with faint praise at times. But you know, everything about Genie's just coming up brilliantly. Yeah, there's no way that he'd want to stop.
He keeps stepping his game up as well. You know, how many times over the years have we heard he's the next Messi? Messi's still Messi. You know, and there's been about 20 players that have been billed the next Messi, and Messi's still going, and you know, he's going to be the best player in the world when Messi hangs up his boots. Messi's still the best player in the bloody world somehow. You know, he's seen off the likes of Neymar and all that, and Wijnaldum's done the same in the Liverpool side. No matter how many people we sign, he still finds a way to become integral to everything that we do.
Who knew just being able to be physically capable of getting on a football pitch was going to be such a useful trait?
Andy Carroll.
Nick, pick him down the ears. Oh God, no, Fabio Aurelio just crying into his cup of like that Brazilian tea thing that they all drink.
Oh yeah, not Horlicks.
Yeah, maybe. Right, Sal, we're going to we'll talk a little bit more about the team selection and what Liverpool are going to go with and who needs to play and who doesn't need to play after this very short break. But we have got a trivia question to keep you guys tidied over. Name the three most recent Liverpool players to also play for Fulham. The second Redmen TV book, Champions of Everything, is available for sale right now. It comes in two editions, the standard edition and the special edition, which comes signed with a custom message of your choice and with a limited edition Redmen TV sticker pack as well. The book is huge. It is A4 size and it is chock full of insight. Photographs from around the world following the mighty Reds, who were reigning European champions, who won the Super Cup, who became champions of the world, and then capped it all off with a 19th league title, becoming champions of England. The book looks at the highs, lows, absolute insanity and bitterness of rival fans, and some of the craziness from our own fan base as well along the way. It is available now on the Redmen TV store. Get involved. Okay, welcome back. Yes, if you want to get your orders in for the book, and then do it very, very quickly indeed. But we got a trivia question before the break, and it was named the three most recent Liverpool players to play for both. Chris Pajak, any thoughts?
Yeah, but it's gone.
Okay, brilliant. Dad, any thoughts?
No.
Leanne?
Murphy. No.
Ooh, no. Harvey Elliott? Come on. Harvey Elliott is one of them. I've completely got a blank on the other one. Bear with me. The other one is of course, because he's now twice in a week, he's been the answer to this question because he's played for a million clubs and no one thinks about him. Andy Lonergan,
right, okay.
Is one of them. Okay. And I've got it now. Lazar Markovic.
Did he?
Mm.
Did he play for us?
Yeah, there you go. If you got that right, give yourselves a big round of applause and drop a like on the video.
Leanne, did Murphy at least play for Fulham?
Okay, Captain Fulham as well. Right, Leanne, Alisson Becker, there's a chance that he's back for this game, and the question becomes that if Alisson Becker is fit and available for this game, do you play him? Not because I think Kevin Kelleher is above him now in the pecking order, but it becomes a question of, does it favour him to keep out, to not be in this game, or do you need him to play this game to have minutes under his belt to play Tottenham? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult one. It's a bit like Nico Williams. I think he's given so much over the last few weeks. You know, when Alisson gets injured, there's always worry because Adrian kind of... I know a lot of people really don't like Adrian, and I'm not his biggest fan, but I think the problem that Adrian has is he's not a ball-playing goalkeeper, and Keller has come in. He's really, really shown that he is. I think, you know, papers have said he used to be a striker. Good with his feet, commanding in the area, and I think he almost deserves to start whether or not Alisson is fit. Alisson obviously would come in against Spurs. But I just think it's, again, like Nico and what Chris said, it's an opportunity for Jurgen Klopp to say, look, you've really helped us over the last few weeks. Go out there, have another chance to impress. And I think Fulham could be a really good learning experience for him as well because of the way they play football. You know, they're not one of the best passing teams in the league. They do like to lash the ball into the box, and I think it's an opportunity maybe for him to get some experience with commanding his area. We've seen it a little bit, but it's another opportunity I would give Kelleher, to be honest. Alisson then back fresh for Spurs. I don't necessarily think goalkeepers need the amount of time to kind of build up their fitness. They'll have training sessions. And
there's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Be able to build up that way.
Yeah, the thing about my only slight concern on the Kelleher stuff, and it'll be what it'll be, Chris, is that I do think with him in this situation, once you've got Alisson back, you've got your main man
he
back.
He came in against Man United, was it? Was it last year? It was a big game, and he just came straight back in.
It feels a bit like twisting for the sake of twisting. You don't need to gamble again, and that sounds disrespectful to Keller because I think he's done a terrific job and there's every chance he goes in and continues to do that, but you've got a safe bet there with Alisson, the best goalie in the world back. Keller could go in and have a you know another consistent game, but he's just not as good a goalkeeper as Alisson, so the chance of him doing something that does that makes us concede a goal or see possession in danger, you know what I mean? It's a more of a gamble just in terms of overall quality to go with Callaghan.
Yeah, of course. It's funny actually because I agree with absolutely everything that Leanne said and yet fell down on the other side of the fence with who to play in goal, because everything that Leanne said is absolutely spot on. Now, I'm looking at it going, yeah, they do whip the ball into the box, and is this a good way to see whether his shoulder's okay? Because you don't want to be going into that Spurs game with him having a little bit of doubt. I think you maybe need that game under his belt to go into the Spurs game, because let's be honest, if he's ready for Fulham, he's probably going to be ready for Spurs. If he's ready for Spurs, it's going to be give and take whether he's ready for Fulham. Mm-hmm. What he does if he plays against Spurs, and I don't mean to disrespect Fulham here, is Son probably doesn't shoot from 30 yards because we know that world-class goalkeepers change what strikers do.
Yeah.
And I think Son does shoot from 30 yards against Kelleher, and I think he makes the striker think about what they're going to do, when they're going to do it. So Kane and Son maybe probably don't try things that they would against other goalkeepers if Alisson's in there. So I'd do everything I can to make sure Alisson's in the best position possible. And it could be that that means him sitting out Fulham, in which case I'm absolutely fine with Kelleher being in. But also it might be, well, if he's 100% and the shoulder's fine, he goes back in for me so that he's right for Spurs.
It is a very good point indeed. And you know, the big talking point really after the back of the Midtjylland game, Dad, was Mohamed Salah's fitness. But we mentioned it just there. He's played a lot of football now. All of a sudden, you know, he had a bit of a break. He's had coronavirus as well in that time. But he is our absolute main man, and he loves playing against Tottenham. And I can't help but just think that the way we've managed the minutes says that if Salah's involved in this game, it's probably going to be to rotate one of Mane, Firmino or Jota out at some point later in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think now that you've got Jota there, there's no point in, you know, running people into the ground. If you can, Mo's had a game, it won't do him any harm to have a rest. He won't want one. I'm fairly certain he'll want to play. But there's no need to play him, so keep him fit for Tottenham by all means. On the goalie thing, I mean, I think your first choice goalie always plays if he's fit. Simple as that. That's all. Keller's great; no problem with him. But you know, fit goalkeeper number one, he plays.
And it won't do him any harm, will it? Dad Kelleher going back into the pack for a bit. You know, he's come in, two clean sheets, had another good performance. Even, I mean, regardless of the fact that he can see the penalty, I don't think anyone can say he had less than a good game in Midtjylland. That might just do him for now. You know, go back in, go and digest it all, get back on the training ground, get back training with Alisson, and be ready for like the FA Cup in January.
Well, he expected to go back. Just, you know, that he comes in knowing that he's going to lose the place once Alisson's fit.
Yeah,
he's managed to jump ahead of Adrian to second, you know, choice goalkeeper. That's a big step for him. He'd be happy with that.
Yeah,
and it says a lot that none of us would be worried if he played.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And to be honest, if he played against Tottenham, we wouldn't be that. But I'd be bothered if Adrian was playing against Tottenham. Yeah. Not so much if Kelleher was.
And no, 100%.
That's, you know, that says a lot about the guy.
No,
I don't think that penalties thing will phase him in the slightest.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. The big one, Chris, as we saw the photos of him, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain back in training, just couldn't come at a better time. You know, we keep talking about the keeping the injured rate down underneath one. So, you know, if someone's going to go out injured, you need to bring at least one lad back. Presumably he's got more mass or something to make him count more. Get a bigger player back and lose a small player. Obviously, we did lose Costa Shimica, so that's probably still up for debate about how high rate is.
We got Trent back, we got Keita back as well. Yeah. So, you know, three players back in the last couple of weeks.
The Oxlade-Chamberlain stuff in particular, though, we need midfielders desperately, and looking at this next run of games, and you know, particularly just having someone of his quality, he's, let's say it's like having a new signing.
Oh, there we go, get your bingo cards out.
Yeah, all the FSG outers absolutely frothing at the mouth. But it is, and it'll be the same when Thiago comes back, and it'll be the same when
it literally will be like having a new signing, to be fair.
Having someone, because the minute those three lads in midfield are our three lads, it's Genie, it's Curtis and it's Hendo, and I don't see any world really where the three of them aren't starting this game and then starting the midweek against Spurs. So if Ox can make himself, even if he's only getting 15 minutes, 20 minutes in both of those games, that's a very welcome return.
Yeah, it is. I'd just like to err on the side of caution with Ox. I think what we've seen from him, and admittedly he's had some big injuries and stuff to come back from, he's not a lad that comes back particularly quickly. He is a lad that needs to work in, I feel, anyway, you know. So I don't expect to see the best of Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain until January time at the very earliest. But certainly you've got to start building his minutes up when he's ready, because as I say, it does take him, I feel, a long time. But you're right, you know, Curtis Jones, Gino and Alden Jordan, and there's lots of minutes. Curtis, the one that I'm really worried about because he's younger. Now he's stepped up to the plate and he's improved his game and he's become integral to it. Keita can help him now.
Yeah.
And I think about the game against Tottenham coming up as well. And if you can get Keita to get to maybe 45, 60 minutes in that game against the side that's going to sit and count you. I think you could use Naby there, but equally you could look at the flip side of the argument to go, actually Kurt on the edge of the box, nice shot, arriving late, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But have both options for the Tottenham games massive for me.
Yeah.
So you need to keep Keita's fitness up, and you need to get, as always, I'm sitting on the fence here. But
had we all gotten on to the fact that I'd completely forgotten that Naby Keita was a fit and available midfielder for us? Because I told you, Naby Keita has become my ultimate free hit. For some people, it's Jadon Shaqiri. For me, it's Naby Keita. If he's fit and available, I am made up. But I've given up like putting any hope in it anymore. But no, you're right. He's another one that would make a massive difference, because the Curtis Jones thing is saying there. It's not the physical toll on him, because he's a kid. He'd go all day, and he's still at that age where he could go out on a 2-day bender and wake up fine and train probably with no hangover, which is, you know, remember those days. Not the training side. But it's the psychological fatigue for a young lad of being able to keep and maintain levels. Young players don't maintain consistency because they haven't got the experience to be able to do it. So it's actually good for him to be able to. Henderson and Genie, they are the midfield generals. They are the lifeblood of the midfield at the moment. They'll go through brick walls until they physically can't do it anymore. Curtis Jones, you're right. It's probably smart to be able to just say to Curtis, Tim Kelleher, it'd be nice for Kurt not to have to play these next two games. And so that when it comes to Palace, he's chomping at the bit and ready to come back in.
The other thing with Kurt is, for me anyway, and it's not something that we really talk about, when you look at the likes of Jordan Henderson, Gini Wijnaldum, the older lads in the squad, they're all dads nowadays and stuff like that. And what they've gone through this year is mad. And they have gone through lockdown much stricter than us for a longer period of time. And they've taken so many precautions to the point where they're probably fearing contact with the outside world at some point, because they don't want to let the squad down. They don't want to miss games of footy.
Whereas Kurt Jones is wheeling down Queen's Drive.
No. What I'm saying is it's not so bad for someone who's a dad who goes home and looks after themselves. When you're a young lad, you've still got mates, you still want to go out, and you see why, you know, not having a go at anyone here, but a lot of the people that are out and about, and you see the first sort of signs of coronavirus seems to be in the younger generation at the moment, and then it sort of shoots through the older generations. Kurt mentally isn't probably going to be in the same place to deal with these types of rigors and stuff, to go through all this COVID stuff, as someone like a Jordan Henderson who's looked after themselves for years, James Milner who's kind of lived like this for years. Yeah. So to him to play as well as he has done during this time of probably mental adversity is a massive thing. So he probably mentally stressed, all that type of stuff. It's incredible that he's been able to do this.
Yeah, the thing about Curtis Jones is, like, if any of that's true, you'd never know it. And I've got this feeling that he's just so supremely confident that nothing arses him in any way, shape or form. But again, it's right. You've got to be careful of your young players, because it doesn't matter how talented you are. They've got to be managed in a different way to senior players.
He's probably just on Call of Duty CJ96 or something, playing online all the time.
Sniping fools. The other talking points, I guess, Dad is just at the back. Joel Matip rested for midweek. Fabinho gets 45 minutes, which says those two should come straight back in for this game. But again, Tottenham Hotspur looming just 3 days afterwards. You want them to definitely play in for that game. Is there anything where you go again for this one? Nat Phillips possibly for this one. If they're going to play quite a direct game, it might actually suit them.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I mean, I wouldn't really like to be Klopp having to juggle his very limited defensive resources. You could say, well, our number one and number two central defenders are now Matip and Fabinho, so they should play. But then, you know, as you say, you've got Tottenham a few days later. Matip is not, you know, necessarily made of iron. Fabinho, you can see what a great influence he is. You don't want to lose that. So maybe Nat Phillips could come in. I don't know.
Yeah, the only way.
I'm glad I'm not making the decision, really.
Yeah, the only way that would be true is if Walkers came up with a special edition of iron flavoured crisps. That's the only way you could say Matip was close to being constructed of that. What would you do, Chris?
I would play Fabinho or Matip in this game.
Okay.
Again, you know, I'm totally okay if Nat Phillips comes in. I'm absolutely comfortable with that. Fabinho play 45. You know, and that's fine for me. Joel plays 90 in this game, definitely. Obviously, I think you've probably got Nico there as well, rather than Cent, maybe.
In which case,
I'd have me two normal centre halves in the middle.
Okay, then let's get the score predictions from the panel. Then, Dad, what do you think the score is going to be?
3-0.
Go ahead, Leanne.
3-1.
Go ahead, Chris Pager.
4-0 Liverpool.
5. Why not? I've gotten swept. No.
Oh, you did.
Gotten swept away with it. Brilliant. Let us know your first 11s. Let us know your score predictions in the comments underneath. That's absolutely fantastic. Yeah, do get your, earlier, don't forget to support us by clicking the link through and checking out eToro, of course. And if you want to order anything from the merch store, Thursday was, depending on when you're watching or listening to this, the guaranteed Christmas delivery date. That's not to say you can't order stuff, but that's just what the poster tells us. You might well get away with it, but first come, first serve. Thank you so much. That's been absolutely wonderful. Can't wait to cover this game. We will be live 15 minutes before kickoff for the watch along. That's 4:15 on Sunday, and an hour before the game, which is 3:30-ish. Well, 3:25 for the team reveal. The team reveal happens an hour before the game, but the show starts 5 minutes before that here on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe and click that notification bell to be notified when we go live with all that stuff, and otherwise we will see you there. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.